We begin Ketzer Shulchan Aruch Simen Yud Ches Sif Yud. Tzarch Lamed Befonav L'Tzad Eretz Yisrael. One has to be facing Eretz Yisrael when one is Mispalo. Shnema Vispalo Alecha Derech Artsom. And therefore, as the Rama says, when one is building a shul, he has to pay attention that the shul should be built facing Eretz Yisrael. If the shul, if somebody enters a shul which wasn't built correctly and it's not facing Eretz Yisrael, he should not face a different direction than everyone else. Everyone else is facing the Aron. He should face the Aron as well, but he should have a mind that he's thinking about Eretz Yisrael. V'chavagam k'neg Yerushalayim, we should face Yerushalayim, particularly in Eretz Yisrael when one is davening. He should be facing the direction of Yerushalayim, or Keneged Beis HaMikdash, and facing the Beis HaMikdash, Keneged Beis Kodesh HaKodeshim, and of course, ultimately, facing the Kodesh HaKodeshim. L'chein Onu B'Neneseinu says the Ketzer Shulchan Aruch that we live by Maravish Eretz Yisrael to the west of Eretz Yisrael. Tzrichim Lamed B'Fonim L'Tzad Mizruch. We should face the east side. V'loy L'Mizruch Mamish. But he says not exactly east, El Keneged Mizrachus Deroimus, southeast. By Yosh Mitzof and Eretz Yisrael, those that live to the north of Eretz Yisrael, Pneim Ladarm, should be facing the south. By Yosh Mitzof, those that live to the east of Eretz Yisrael, Pneim Lamar, should be facing west. By Yosh Mitzof, those that live in the south of Eretz Yisrael, to the south of Eretz Yisrael, Pneim Ladarm, should be facing north. Nimtza, and what happens, therefore, is that Kol Yisrael Poyim Pnei Yisrael L'Makom Echad, we all face one place. The Haino Keneged Yerushalayim Beis Kodesh HaKodeshim, we're all facing Yerushalayim, we're all facing Kodesh HaKodeshim. Shesham Shar HaShemayim, that is the gate of Shemayim. Shekol HaTfilas Oilos Derech Sham, and that is the entrance for all of our Tfilas. V'lchein Nikr Beis HaMikdash Talpiyos, and that's why the Beis HaMikdash is called Talpiyos. As it says in Shir Shirim, K'migdal David Tzavarech Bani L'Talpiyos, Tail is the mountain Shakol Poinim Alav, that everybody faces. Then Mespalel. But if one is davening B'makom She'eni Yichol L'Chaven L'Tzach K'neged Eretz Yisrael, one can be facing Eretz Yisrael. If somebody, for example, is riding in a car or on a bus, and it's not a situation where you could pull over and daven towards Eretz Yisrael, says the Ketzer Shulchan Aruch, what you should do is, Yichaven Libo Lavish B'Shemayim. We should always daven, knowing that we're davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shenemar Ubo V'Spalu Al Hashem. Vem Amid Keneged Tzofen Adorim. If somebody, when he davened, was facing the wrong direction, north or south, V'Niskav Emsa Shemen Esrei, and then in the middle of the Shemen Esrei, he remembers Shena Oymi Karoi, and he's remembers that he didn't face the right way. Lo Yaka Aglov, he shouldn't stop davening. El Yata Panav L'Mizrach, he should try to turn his face to the east. Vim Ef Shaloi, but if that's impossible, O Shomid B'Marav, he's on the west side, so that wouldn't help. Yigma Tfilos Akach, he should daven as he is standing. V'chaven Liboy L'Beis Kodesh HaKodeshim, but he should have a mind that he wants his tefillos to go through Kodesh HaKodeshim, v'loyaka raglov, but he shouldn't move. V'chein im mispal b'makom sheish tzuras b'mizrach, if he's diving in a place where there are different statues, etc., so of course one should not daven in that direction, or there are other halachas, one shouldn't daven facing a window which faces the public street, so that takes away from Kavana, or davening in a place where there are a lot of people who walk by. So in all these situations, Yispalel L'Tzad Echer, daven in a different direction, Af She'en Mizruch, but at least you'll be able to have the proper Kavana. If somebody is davening B'Yechidus, so the halach is he should still, once he began davening, he should remain the way he was, unless he's davening in the opposite direction of Beis HaMikdash. If he's not davening directly towards Eretz Yisrael, he shouldn't have, but once he began davening, he should leave it that way. If he's davening the opposite direction from Eretz Yisrael, then, and he's davening B'chidus, he should correct himself. Sifir Aleph Tzarech Lechroi Lishtakvis Arba Pam B'Shmon Esrei. One has to bow four times during the saying Shmon Esrei. B'Tchilas Bracha Rishayna, at the beginning of the Shmon Esrei, the first bracha, or B'Soif at the end of that bracha, or Berchus Moedim, and when we say Moedim, or B'Soif about Toiv Hashem, Toiv Lechol Noel Lahoidus. K'Shoim Baruch, when one says Baruch Kareva Brachov, he bends his knees. K'Shoimer Mishtachve, K'Shoimer Ato, when he says the word Ato, Mishtachve Kolkach, he should bow down to the degree, at Shekshorim Shachuyus Hashidra, the knots in his spine, Baltim, should be protruding. V'gam Rosh Yaakov, and so too should he bend down his head. V'Kodim Shemus Hashem, but before he says Hashem's name, Zoike Benachas, he gets up slowly. Hashem Shenemar, indeed we say that Hashem, when I'm going to say the word Hashem, Zoikev Kfufim. There are different menhagim. What should one pick up first when he finishes bowing? Should he pick up his head first? That's the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch. The Rizal says he should first pick up his body, and then afterwards he should pick up his head, and then he should pick up his head. We came with Moedim, when one says Moedim, Kareya Mishtachve. Here too, there are different menhagim. According to the Mashal, he suggests not bend his knees when he says Moedim. And that is the minion of the Arizal as well. The Rishash, on the other hand, says that when one bows by Moedim, he bows the same way as he does by other times that he bends. And again, before he says Hashem, Zoykev, he should stand himself up. Lo yishtachve yoyse midai, he shouldn't bow down too much. Achei piv keneged achagur, as if to have his head next to his waist. Kizeh derech yihura, that's arrogance. V'zoken uv'cholish mitztah b'kriya, an elderly person, or a person who's not well, that's difficult for them to bow down. Kivin shirk and roshay, if they put down their head, dayoy, it's sufficient. One may not bow down at the other brachas. We do what Chazal told us to do. Sif Yibayz. Lach Shmon Esrei, after one finishes Shmon Esrei, Omer Melakayna say, V'kaidim Oysa Shalom, before you say the words Oysa Shalom, Kareya, you bow down, Upeseach, Ach Shalosh Psius, bow down and take three steps back. Ke'evet and if the merabbi, like a servant who's taking leave from his owner. Hapsius yibayinois. The size of those steps should be average. L'chol apachas, but there should be at least the size, k'dei shiitna egoid l'btzad akav, the length of one's foot. V'layivsa psius gasis, don't take large steps. V'layivsa yos m'shalash psius, don't take more than three steps. P'seya t'chil b'regel small. First you move your left foot, then your right foot. And then the left foot, three steps. V'deya b'kriya, as you're still facing down, you turn to the left, which is, we're facing HaKadosh Baruch Hu and we're davening. So we bow to the left, we're going towards the direction of the right of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. She connected b'shasa tefila, b'tzeis min tefila, because as we said in our previous year, the main kavana Rav Chaim Brisco teaches us, one should have by davening, is that he's facing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and as he's turning to the left, then you turn to the right, then you bow towards the front, then you pick yourself up, because one needs to recognize ketfil b'makom avoda, davening is like doing the avoda in beis hamikdash. Okein onu mispalam b'nei beis hamikdash. And therefore, as we complete saying the Shmon Esrei, we daven shenucha lasas as avoda mamish, that we should have the ability to do the avoda in the beis hamikdash b'mher b'yameinu. V'atam shepoisin tchil b'regel small. Why do we first move the left foot? Normally when a person walks, like a regular yamin tchila, we walk moving our right foot first. Here, pick up your left foot first, laharis, to demonstrate kil kovet alav lifatav lefnei hamakom baruch hu, as it's difficult for you to take leave of a kodesh baruch hu. L'chein ita regel, somebody whose right foot is weaker than his left foot, oy ketchila regel small shikam adam. Always move your weaker leg first. However, the Tash says no, that everybody should move the left foot first, because if somebody sees me taking the three steps b'shemen esrei, and I take my right foot first, he doesn't know that my right foot is weaker, and we should do the same as everyone else. Sif yud beis, makom shkola psiyos, after you finish taking these three steps, yamed b'reglayim mechvanes k'mo tefila, stand with your feet together as they were when you were davening the Shemen Esrei. V'lo yachsa panav l'marav, don't turn to the west. V'lo yachsa l'mkaymai, nor don't go back to your where you were standing, to your place, achigir shlich tzibur l'kedusha, until the shlich tzibur gets to kedusha. By Mariv, where there's no kedusha, so every night by Mariv, wait there until the shlich tzibur begins kaddish, and Friday night we stand there until the tzibur begins to say veichula. V'kein kivsh b'spal b'yichidus, even when one is davening b'yichidus, yamer he should stop, wait in the place that he finished Shemen Esrei. He should figure how long does it take till the shlich tzibur gets the kedusha. That's the amount of time he should stand there. Kishirze, he should stand there by in that spot. The makom tzavidoch, but if where he davened it's tight, kein kishomer piyutim, or it's a time when they're saying piyutim berechazar sashatz, so standing there represents a lengthy stay. Chayzak kishmas chlatzibut tefila. As soon as the baal tefila begins the chazar sashatz, you can go back to your space. Betfilah sif yudalid. Betfilah shemen esrei, as one is saying shemen esrei, lo yirmas be'enov. He shouldn't make anything with his eyes, v'loyikris b'sosov, nor with his lips, v'loyaretz b'sosov, nor with his fingers. V'ena pasuk, and he doesn't stop emilah shemen esrei, afilu kaddish kedusha ubarcho. If that happens, that while they're saying the shemen esrei, they're saying kedusha and shul, for example, al yishtach v'yichaven l'mas sha'omrim, shlich tzibur v'tzibur, concentrate for what they're saying, but don't say it. And v'yeh choshev loy ka'oyna l'inyin zeh shi'yotze. And halachically, it's going to be considered as if you said it. And it's still, on one hand, it's considered as if you said the kedusha, the baruch that you were supposed to say, but it's not considered that you said it to the degree that it's considered a hefsik. And therefore, there's the very important halachas that is said for the shlich tzibur. Since there's a real possibility that people in the tzibur are fulfilling their obligations with what the shlich tzibur is saying, it's most important that the shlich tzibur should say the entire kedusha, because the people who are davening shemen esrei and want to be yoytze the mitzvah shemen esrei with the baal tefillah have to hear the entire kedusha. Secondly, the shlich tzibur should be careful to say the kedusha out loud, because if he doesn't say it out loud, the people who want to be yoytze with him will not be yoytze with him because they didn't hear what he said.